If you've ever asked a book lover to name a favorite book, most likely you faced a stream of titles in a variety of genres. The same is true when I'm asked to name a favorite book of the year. So I've listed my favorites of 2011 for all you last-minute shoppers. I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. The first category is poetry. Charlotte Bronte, You Ruined My Life by Barbara Louise Unger, and Landscape and Journey Poems by William Virgil Davis, and Horoscopes for the Dead by Billy Collins. These poets all represent the best of contemporary poetry with simple language, wonderful images, thought-provoking ideas, and rhythms that please the mind and the ear. Next, general nonfiction includes Tiger by John Ballant and Liquid Jade by Berenice Hoheneger. Tiger is one of the most exciting adventure stories I've read in years. Part biology lesson, part environmental discussion, part political history, this story boasts an amazing cast of characters led by one mean tiger. Liquid Jade, on the other hand, provides an interesting and thoroughly detailed history of tea. Calm, warm, and collected as a mug of Earl Grey on a rainy winter afternoon. A stunning biography saw life on bookstore shelves this year, Catherine the Great, Portrait of a Woman by Robert K. Massey. His portrait of one of the most incredible monarchs to rule in the modern world is meticulously documented. Catherine was a student of the Enlightenment, and if even some of the reforms she advocated had been adopted, the history of Russia and the world would be vastly different today. Published a few years ago, Mentor, a memoir by Tom Grimes, tells the story of Grimes' odyssey to become a writer under the tutelage of Frank Conroy. Anyone interested in writing will find this story fascinating. And lastly, in my favorite category, fiction, I can't even limit myself to two. When She Woke by Hilary Jordan tells the story of a dystopian Texas with no death penalty and no prisons. Instead, criminals are chromed the color of their crime, then turned out to live in society as little more than feral rats. The 2011 Booker Prize went to The Sense of an Ending by Julian Barnes. Memory, emotions, love, and hate become all mixed up in this absorbing story of a man attempting to come to terms with his early days. Solar by Ian McEwan, also a Booker Prize winner for Amsterdam, writes consistently strong character studies. As in all his novels, McEwan mires his characters in contemporary problems and difficulties. Otherwise intelligent people seem bewildered when faced with moral and ethical choices. Beat, by Roger Rosenblatt, relates the tale of a college in upstate Pennsylvania which has fallen into a financial morass. The Board of Trustees battles an heroic English professor to save the college and its heritage. Eclipse by John Banville is yet another Booker Prize winner for his 2005 novel, The Sea. In Eclipse, Alex retreats to sort out the ruins of his career. Banville's prose delves into all the minutiae of Alex's life, as well as his deep-seated psychological self-examination. If you'd like a list of these favorites and others, visit my book blog and look for Best of 2011. All 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Go to kwbu.org.